coach the salary range of $170,000 to $323,000. I am a firm believer that they need to be at the top end of that mark. If they're going to pay someone $170,000, you're going to continue to pay for mediocrity. You're going to continue to pay to be at the bottom of the conference. All I want is transparency. I've said this about Dave Gettleman. I've said it about Chaim Bloom. Tell us what you want to be, and then I may not agree with it, but at least I'll know what the plan is. Mm-hmm. We were told on this station, on this show, by Jeff Shulman that we want to be a national championship contender. If you want to be a national championship contender, then you need to pay like a national championship contender would. $300,000+ for your head coach, investments in your recruiting budget, investments in your assistant coaches, in your sports psychology team, in your strength and conditioning program. I don't care what it is. You need to pour dollars into this program. If you're pouring dollars into the Gutterson Fieldhouse, pour dollars into the head coach's salary as well as his assistant.
I kind of agree with you. But then I look at the Lakers and Frank Vogel, and I know he's not even close to being the highest paid coach in the NBA, because it's all on the talent that you have. Is Frank Vogel a great coach? He's a good coach. Is he one of the highest paid? No way, no how. And the Lakers are one of the best teams. So maybe it's different in professional sports. But I don't know if trying to get every penny and say, oh, you got to get this guy because he wants $500,000 or $400,000. Don't be so caught up into the number. Just get the right guy for the job.
Get the right guy. But no, but I think Brady's right. If you lowball some guy, I mean, what I want a star. You know, I want an absolute coaching star. He's maybe not star yet, but he's going to be a star in 5 years when he's taken this Vermont team right back to where it should be. And look, we all understand he's not going to, whoever it is, isn't going to come in here and go 25-7 next year. That's just not what's going to happen because they have nobody who can score goals right now. But another thing, too, that matters to me is long-term. They have had three coaches in here since 1965. Jim Cross, Mike Gilligan, Kevin Snedden. I want somebody who's not going to come, take the money, build it back up to a 500 program, and leave after 4 or 5 years. Somebody in here who cares and falls in love with Burlington.
Well, that's unrealistic.
Yeah, that's not realistic.
You don't think you can get a high-end guy who says Vermont is important to him? Is the Vermont hockey program?
You want somebody to sign a 15-year contract? No, I mean, but that's what you're asking for.
No, I want somebody who is going to make it his life's desire and life's goal to make the UVM hockey team better and relevant and not a laughing stock in hockey. Okay, because in this town, it matters a lot.
If the guy does that in 5 years and then gets the job at Boston College, you're going to tell him, you're going to resent him? You're going to resent him for doing that?
No. I'm just saying there's history here. There's three coaches in 40-whatever years, 50 years.
I don't want a guy to come in here, get the job, and have one foot out the door looking for his next job. But if he's working, if he works his tail off here for 3 years, 5 years, 9 years, or forever, that's all I can ask for. As for the money, Jimmy Connolly of USCHO, college hockey guru, he joined us, Rich, 2 weeks ago. Here's what he thought needed to be paid out.
You know, I think depending on experience, and that's a big part of it, you know, you've got to be willing to probably put up a salary somewhere north of $400,000.
Wow.
You know, you're looking at there's a number of coaches in this league, and I'm going to end up probably doing it again next week. I haven't had a chance since Kevin has announced that he's not going to be back, but every time there's a new coaching position out there, I usually try to do some sort of an audit of what coaches are making. But the last time, I was noticing coaches' salaries getting up into the $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 range.
So he said $400,000, $500,000, $600,000. UMass Lowell's paying around $500,000 for their coach. He's been there for a while. They're really good. UVM has to be willing to pay at the top end of their market and invest in the assistants, because if you want to be a national championship caliber, that costs money.
I don't know how hockey coaches do this, but how about if we said we'll give you $300,000 to whoever we want to hire, and you get us into the the tournament. That's another $50,000.
They do bonuses like that. So Kevin Snedden has those bonuses in his contract here.
Four and all that stuff like that.
Winning Hockey East, getting to the tournament, and hosting tournament games all are bonuses in his contract.
Okay, so I mean, you don't want to come in and have unrealistic goals here.
I don't think they ever won Hockey East under Kevin Stedman.
No, not once.
All right, 2 hours are in the books. Power Hour coming up next. Stick around for that. Brady will tell you what's trending. You're in the huddle. What a 1.3 the game.